the Medicaid expansion opportunity as the federal government has offered it is an all or nothing proposition, that if states agree to expand Medicaid for able-bodied adults up to 138% of the poverty line, then the federal government will pay 100% of the cost of coverage for the first several years, and then starting scaling down to eventually 90% of those costs. Plus there's a smaller administrative cost. In South Dakota, the governor has been very cautious about taking that step. He's never said never, but he's felt that it needs to be considered carefully because of the long-term fiscal impact on the state. It would be a decision that would affect the state for decades. About a year ago, the governor, in a phone conversation with Kathleen Sebelius, the federal secretary of Health and Human Services, asked if she would ever consider allowing a state to expand, but only for those up to 100% of poverty rather than 138. The reason for drawing that line is that kind of a flaw in the federal health care law is that people at 100% or higher are eligible for subsidies on the health insurance exchange, which is run by the federal government. Those below 100 are not. So it would be a way of giving coverage only to those who are not eligible for the federal exchange. A year ago, Secretary Sebelius declined that, said that was not an option. What we've seen in the years since, though, is other states with different types of waivers that have been granted. We've also seen that as the healthcare law is implemented, a lot of things that are true one day are not true the next, whether a regulation has changed or a deadline has changed or provisions of the law are waived or delayed. And so given the dynamic situation that we see, the governor and legislative leaders of both parties felt that it made sense to contact Secretary Sebelius again and make a similar request to find out if this is something that the feds would be willing to consider.
So perhaps more flexibility this time around.
Yes.
Do you, Tony, and this may be difficult, do you have any general idea of, if this waiver is granted, how many persons in South Dakota would be covered, you might say?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer because there are a certain number of people who would be covered through the expansion, and that would be at least several thousand. But then there are others who would, who again are eligible, who would be covered by a full expansion, but who are also eligible for the health insurance exchange.